This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Coming to us from the desk of John Lott to the pages of Newsweek, I think it was. He sent me the link today in email, and I looked at this, and I sent him a question, and I said, can I use this tonight? And he said, absolutely. So here we go. He writes that Trump warned in his recent acceptance speech at the RNC convention. The Democrats will confiscate your guns and appoint justices who will wipe away your Second Amendment. And he's right. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris has promised to use executive orders to ban guns, and Democratic Presidential nominee Joe Biden has promised to make former Congressman Beto O'Rourke his gun czar. O'Rourke made a name for himself when he yelled, hell yeah, we're going to take your AR-15. He called them weapons of war designed to kill people efficiently on a battlefield, which, in fact, they're not. They're designed to wound people effectively on the battlefield. Now, if Democrats win control of both the Senate and the presidency, the legislation they will pass and the judges that they will appoint will eventually lead to guns being banned in the United States, which you know where that goes. For some of us, you know where this would go. Gun control advocates will dismiss this as scaremongering, but things are different this time. Because Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Senate Democratic leaders all promised to eliminate the filibuster. One of the things that makes the Senate the upper house of Senate, of the Congress, if you will, is that they are supposed to be the reason ones that there's fewer of them so they can actually have a good discussion about what's going on and everything and, then actually come out of this more reasoned, I guess, than the rabble of the House of Representatives. Doing away with the filibuster would radically transform the Senate. In effect, what legislation can be passed and then let them pack the courts. Filibusters, what they actually do, they allow senators to hold the floor for as long as they want and thereby can prevent legislation from being passed. A filibuster can only be ended with 60 or more votes. Historically, this has required at least some bipartisan support for legislation to pass, but if the filibuster is ended, simple party-line majorities will be able to pass bills. If Biden wins and the Democrats gain control of both the House and the Senate, partisan legislation will be able to zip right through Congress. We'll begin to look a lot like California. And part of the national platform of the Democratic Party contains a very long list of gun control promises. On the agenda are national gun licensing, like they have, the FOID card, national style. Lawsuits against firearm manufacturers whenever guns are used improperly, like every day, guns are used improperly every day. Crime happens every day. Bans on some semi-automatic guns that happen to look militaristic. Red flag laws that would let a judge take away people's guns without a hearing. I don't know exactly how that works if they're going to ban them and take them anyway, why they would have to have red flag laws. But, when you're piling on, you're not really thinking too much about what you're doing. They want long waiting periods for background checks, even though what there is currently is what they put in, the Democrats put in place back in the 90s. And they want mandatory gun storage laws, which also effectively does away with the whole idea of, the Fourth Amendment. So they're basically, their gun control plans intend to attack most of the Constitution. Because the Second Amendment, that is the teeth of the Bill of Rights. Even Democratic candidates in gun-friendly states have taken a more radical tack. U.S. Senate challenger Steve Bullock of Montana has publicly supported virtually all the proposals on the party platform. let's be clear about some of these things, like being able to sue gun stores and manufacturers whenever a crime or accident occurs, even a suicide, would put the firearms industry out of business. This would also allow them to do this to other forms of consumerism, because totalitarians are never happy until they are ruling you in total. So, think of the car business. Think about the computer industry, if similar rules apply. 4.5 million Americans are injured each year in car accidents, and about 40,000 die. Criminals also frequently use cars when they commit crimes. Similarly, computers make it easier for criminals to commit all sorts of crimes. I got a phone call today. It was a spoofed call. I don't know why they don't do the math and think to themselves, if somebody named Lori Franklin calls me, and then they say, this is the Social Security office, and we have suspended your Social Security number because of criminal activity. I don't know why they don't think I'd look at that and go, you know, yeah, spoofing. How long would any sort of business remain in business, any sort of company, they face lawsuits whenever their products were used improperly? Well, the products would become so expensive you couldn't afford them, because they would have to do that in order to cover their company's new legal fees. And while Joe Biden, Kamala Harris joined Beto O'Rourke in calling AR-15s weapons of war, the semi-automatic AR-15 merely looks like the M-16 machine gun of Vietnam War fame. And even the M-16 is not a weapon of mass destruction, by the way. That would mean every time they fired a round at something, that something blew apart. Okay? It had collateral damage every time they pulled the trigger on it. Like a grenade. Like a high explosive round from a tank. Those are not they are precision instruments, don't get me wrong, but what I'm saying is they are not targeting just one person surgically. They are targeting, in some cases, entire grid squares. Those are weapons of mass destruction. No firearm is a weapon of mass destruction. Each time it expels a round, that round can kill. But it is not destroying a bunch of stuff around it, too, indiscriminately. And no military in the world uses AR-15s, by the way, you gun-grabbing idiots. Most guns owned by Americans are semi-automatics, except for those that do put up with the NFA. I get that. The AR-15, the 223-inch rounds, are banned for deer hunting in most U.S. states because it would prolong the animal's suffering by wounding rather than killing it. Then there's support of red flag laws. That's also troubling. We all want to keep dangerously mentally ill people away from acquiring guns. But with the red flag law, the judge makes a decision only after seeing a complaint about the mental state of the individual. Nobody in the mental health industry has been consulted. No hearing is held for up to a month after a person's guns are confiscated, and no legal counsel is provided to those who can't afford one. That's a big difference. If you commit a crime, they will give you an attorney even if you can't afford one. But if you haven't committed a crime, well, guess what? Every state already has involuntary commitment laws, though, by the way, which have all the protection that red flag laws miss. A judge listens to a mental health care expert's evaluation and has many options for treatment or protection. But then comes the judges, and that's where the biggest threat is. And, I mean, we see this all the time. It's a constant jockeying that goes on. But this is the thing. You got the police that are ordered to being ordered to stand down. They're trying to defund them. Right now, everybody's saying that every election is the most important in our lifetimes. But the difference is, this time around, in this climate, things really are different this time. You can't stay home this time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
fight, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. You know, as a country, we have fallen for a bunch of stuff that has happened as a result of politicians and the media, hook, line, and sinker, to the point to where we really are quite divided now, which sort of irritates me. I can't begin to tell you how much. This has always been a thing, too. In 2008, former Senator John Edwards, he ran for president under the banner of there being two Americas. Now, during his campaign, what he was trying to do was make the difference between the rich and the poor, claiming they exist in different worlds with separate rules. Some of that is true, but he was wrong partially as well. There are two Americas with rules for both, but the divide isn't rich and poor. It's left and everybody else. Progressive Democrats set the rules for everybody else, and a fluid, ever-changing set of nothings for themselves as well. There are no standards for them. They hold themselves to no standard. You can't open your business, patronize establishments you deem essential, and countless other things the Democrats don't want you to do. Of course, they can do all of them and more, but you need to shut up about it or else they'll come for you. Just ask Erica Caius, San Francisco salon owner, now fearing for her life, figuratively, because Nancy Pelosi needed a blow, you know, to have her hair blow dried. Caius made the mistake of pointing out how the Speaker of the House was able to do what normal Californians aren't allowed to do. And now she and her business are under attack with the most powerful Democrat in the country accusing her of a setup, even though one of her people sent the text, even though she showed up. And the one who violated the rules here was not Ms. Caius, it was Nancy Pelosi. But the left's army of flying monkeys were unleashed on Caius within hours with allegations about her business practices and political donations and everything else you can imagine slamming down on her like an iron fist. You remember Joe the Plumber? He's the guy who simply asked then-candidate Barack Obama a basic question. And Obama, of course, bungled the answer, embracing socialist tropes. And within a couple of days, we knew more about Joe's background than we still know about Obama's. Even Joe the Plumber's taxes were illegally leaked, and all he did was ask a question. The Atlantic ran a story based on the word, or so we totally believe, of an anonymous source that President Trump regularly insults the military. No one was willing to go on the record, afraid of mean tweets. That's a concern. They don't want to be inundated with angry tweets and all the rest, is what the author of the piece, who also happens to be the editor-in-chief, gave as the reason none of the alleged four sources would put their names to their quotes. But they're all supposedly former administration officials, so they have nothing to hide and have no fear of losing their jobs. But they won't put their name on it. So there's really no way to assess what they say and no way to refute them. Contemporaneous accounts at the time, as well as every single person involved willing to go on the record, including Trump-hating John Bolton, in his book say it didn't happen, but the media treats the story as if it was carved into stone tablets by a burning bush. But then there's Tara Reid, the former Senate staffer who accused Joe Biden of raping her in a private hallway in Congress, brought reams of material to back up with her when going public, including much of it from the time, which could not be doctored, and the media yawned at that one. Left-wing crackpot accuses the president of rape in the same time period. She has the red carpet rolled out for her. She says some of the craziest things you can imagine, and they're ignored. Donald Trump is called a draft dodger. Joe Biden is not. I said this the other day on another radio show. I'm against the draft, by the way. If I had existed, and I am a military veteran, I volunteered for military service, I would do it again. I would never accept the draft. I would seek a deferment at that point. Right now, you've got Democrats that are literally attacking people in the streets. They straight up murdered one Trump supporter, and they're destroying lives and businesses. And still, the tone-deaf media, they still describe them as mostly peaceful. Kid is under attack from a mob and shoots three, including one with a handgun, and he's immediately called a white supremacist before the blood is even dry. The killer in Portland goes into hiding, finally killed in a shootout with police weeks later. The shooter in Wisconsin was running for his life toward police, immediately turning himself in. The killer from Portland, he got a softball interview with Vice News as he was hiding out, and he's declared a martyr. The other is a monster. One shot a religious man walking down the street. The other shot people with disturbing criminal records on film trying to take his weapon and beat him. One victim is repeatedly called a right-wing extremist. The others, with criminal records ranging from domestic abuse to sexual assault, are called a dad and a skateboarder. The president retweets something from someone else, and the entire history of that person is unearthed, with anything unwoke they may have ever said being ascribed to the president. Joe Biden meets privately with a raging racist, anti-Semite, father of a criminal shot after fighting with police, and you get crickets. You pick the year, it doesn't matter, and more white people are killed by police than every other race, usually combined, but not a single one of those lives matter. None make national news. Neither do Hispanics or Asians or other Europeans, by the way. But a black gang member with a gun in his hand running toward a cop after a foot chase gets shot, and the ACLU calls it murder, and the mob takes to the streets yet again. The media accused Republicans and Trump of trying to stoke fear while declaring anything short of a landslide victory for Democrats will result in more violence. You got 100 straight days of thousands of protests rampaging in the streets, and a study declares the leftist mob mostly peaceful. One headline said over 90% of the protests this summer were peaceful. 10% of thousands of events is a lot of violence and destruction. And, well, the Titanic's Atlantic crossing was largely uneventful. People just focus on the one part because they hate cruises or something, I guess. Barack Obama's magic pen created laws without any left-wing pushback. In fact, Democrat members of Congress encouraged him to bypass them and their duty, their damn jobs, because they wanted the end result. Trump does the same thing to repeal those unconstitutional declarations, and he's a monster abusing his power. And I could go on and on. There isn't an issue where the leftists aren't held to a different standard than anyone else, or no standard at all, and this is happening when they aren't in power. Just imagine how bad it would get if they were. So, yeah, there's two Americas, and we'd better work like hell to make sure the America imposing hypocrisy on the country is crushed in November. Or it might crush us. We might have to do it a different way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky saying it's time for the Senate to vote on a new stimulus package. Democrats, including Senator Patrick Leahy, say the stimulus package being put forward by the Senate Republicans just isn't good enough. Over two dozen people are dead in Louisiana from Hurricane Laura. Governor John Bel Edwards says a handful of the 26 deaths happened after the storm left the state.
Seven of these deaths have been related to storm cleanup, including people falling from roofs or being hit by limbs or debris. So please be very careful when you're working on your house or property.
The Democratic governor urging people to stay hydrated and cool while they work as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Small business owners taking an optimistic tone as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The people who own the nation's small businesses seem to feel pretty good about the future right now, as the Small Business Optimism Index for August is slightly above its 46-year average, though the Uncertainty Index did increase to its second highest reading of the past 3 years.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the prospect of having a coronavirus vaccine by Election Day is exciting to him.
I'm very optimistic that we will have something by the end of October. So if you're looking at the end of October as Election Day, I would agree with the president that the progress to date has been extremely encouraging.
Meadows, talking to reporters outside the White House, he also insisted any suggestion that the president is pressuring the FDA or others when it comes to getting a vaccine just isn't true. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. At this point, due to the constant, incessant media gaslighting around the real dangers of COVID-19, a majority of the gullible or the uninformed is at this point so pro-moist cloth face diaper that they want masks mandated by law, presumably both indoors and outdoors, from now until the virus disappears from the face of the earth. So in other words, most people are literally so frightened of a virus that for the overwhelming majority poses little or no threat to them that they are apparently fully willing to give up the right to breathe free air from now until they hit the grave in exchange for a perceived slightly lessened risk of contracting it. However, there's a small but growing percentage of people who haven't yet joined the masking cult. I am one of them. I do wear a mask. I wear a mask wherever I go because I carry a gun wherever I go, and it is not worth getting into some argument with somebody over not wearing a mask and then it turning into something that I cannot keep control of, and then I have to go and, employ lethal force when I don't really want to. The media portrays anti-maskers as COVID deniers and cretins who want to kill grandma as the mouth-breathing, and, you know, we're mouth-breathing Trump supporters who think the virus is a Bill Gates conspiracy or was purposely manufactured to enslave the world. That's pretty much the tone the Daily Mail took when they labeled more than 10,000 protesters who gathered in London last weekend to demand their freedoms back conspiracy theorists and people who believe coronavirus is a hoax. Now, obviously, you're not going to have a gathering of that many people without attracting some kooks. And you can be sure if you were prominently portrayed in the media coverage. But the majority of people who stubbornly demand back the real normal instead of the dystopian new normal they keep trying to sell us are far from irrational. Quite the opposite, in fact. We have somehow, some way, managed to avoid the gaslighting, set aside the fear, observe patterns, analyze data, and come to obvious conclusions that go against the mainstream narrative. We're COVID skeptics, but not because we believe COVID isn't real. In my case, I know it's real because I've had it. But because we have observed the responses in most countries have not only far overstepped any bounds of natural God-given human freedom, but they didn't even work. They didn't accomplish their stated goal. Somehow Sweden got things right with a bunch of specialists at the helm, and I don't even try to pretend to know much about British politics except to say I'm sort of down with anybody supporting freedom against a tyrannical government, but in this country, with some doubtless exceptions, COVID skeptics have tended to lean to the right side of the political spectrum. The Marquette University poll of Wisconsin residents sums it up perfectly. In all, 69% want to mandate masks in public places, with only 29% opposed. And if you break it down to political persuasion, 93% of Democrats want to require masks and 54% of Republicans do not. And at this point in the case-demic, those numbers pretty much replicate themselves anywhere in the country, except urban areas will tend to favor masks more, while rural ones will favor them to a lesser degree. But across the board, you will generally find the vast majority of anti-mask people on the right side of the political spectrum. Support for lockdown measures tend to run along political lines as well. And why is this the case? Is it, as the media says, simply because of Trump's opposition to lockdowns and his love-slash-hate relationship with masks? Are we simply, as they say, following our orange leader into our COVID-dug graves, living out Darwin's theory of natural selection as we're so often accused of doing? Or are conservatives, and I'm going to use that term pretty broadly, the only people in this country capable of rational, logical thought? From the other side's perspective, Democrats and leftists are typically a pretty frail lot, to be sure. So it's not too surprising that this virus or any other would scare them out of their wits. I'm surprised I haven't seen somebody walking around in a full-body hazmat suit. And obviously there are at-risk people who should be super cautious about this virus, and I'm not referring to them. But is there more to the story? Are we really surprised that big government leftists tend to favor a heavy-handed government response to COVID? Is it shocking that people who don't believe in personal freedom, except for the freedom to have abortions and surgically mutilate children, want to take away everyone's freedom to breathe free air? Is it any wonder that people who don't believe in free enterprise would want to shut down small business and deny people the right to make an honest living? Is it a revelation that leftists relish the prospect of purposely impoverishing millions so they can, in turn, make millions dependent on government largesse? And none of that should come as a surprise to you. I mean, a lot of them have gotten out there and said it right out loud. We can impose socialism now. All of the squad have said that. And nothing about how the leftists have responded to COVID isn't perfectly true to form. And on the other hand, people who believe in freedom, smaller government, capitalism, personal responsibility, see right through the game they're playing. We know what they're doing, and that has absolutely nothing to do with health. I've said this before, and I will say it again. The fight for the return to normalcy from coronavirus is the existential fight of our age. We all need to do our part. We need to arm ourselves with facts. That's the first step. And to that end, there's a great way to get to the truth about COVID-19 on Twitter without having to wade through all the nonsense. Simply follow a list on Twitter called Team Reality. You'll get some great information from those truth tellers that you can then take and share with your own family, friends, and social media followers. COVID has become political. It has become weaponized. And you should always remember that they, not us, are the ones who made it political in the first place. And just like everything else that we have to do, because the leftists up to this point, where the way they've gotten to where they are today is because people weren't paying attention. Most people are apolitical. They don't want to be political. They want to be apolitical. They don't care about certain things. They don't care whether or not people are, doing this or doing that. Unless, of course, it turns out to affect them. And this is where some of this stuff is beginning to filter down, because all of this is affecting everybody. And for the first time in some people's lives, they're coming up against something that they don't have control over. They've always thought they had control over everything. And for any of you, I mean, even for me, control is an illusion. You can try to take control of something, and you may actually gain control of something for a short period of time, but you're not going to be able to hang on to it. That is the inevitability of life. Even if they were to succeed and crack down on us and take everything we've got and put us all in chains, eventually we will get free. Because that is the way of things. Nothing lasts forever. Everything changes. And what you're seeing now coming out of the left is their true face. This is really who they are. This is really what they want. This is really what they think. This is really what they think of you. And they're just conditioning you by making you wear a mask. If you'll do that, what else will you do? What else can we push? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. You know, there was a reason why Nancy Pelosi thought it was safe enough to go to a beauty salon the other day to get her hair done. You just have to look beyond the hubris and the hypocrisy for a moment. She's made her attempt to put the salon gate behind her. She says it was a setup, and that's all I'm going to say about it. So while there is very little in this world more pathetic than the spectacle of an 80-year-old woman fulminating like a cornered gangster in a 1930s B-movie, there is something else, something of greater interest that I've realized thanks to this little episode. It connected in my mind with two other political oxymorons from recent years. You see, Nancy's been saying all sorts of apocalyptic things about COVID-19. And there she was, flouncing around a hair salon without a mask, breaking rules she loudly condemned others for infringing. It was a lot like watching the old Al Gore. Al was the former vice president who made a fabulous fortune saying apocalyptic things. He said back in 2006 that we were at or near peak oil and that from then on we would begin to run out of economically viable oil. He painted a grim picture of what that would mean for the people, especially the poor. Mr. Gore wanted to enforce all kinds of conservation measures on the people. There was talk of living in homes with the thermostat set at 68 or lower, shutting off unnecessary lights, you know, live in the cold and the dark. All the while, the average family in America was using less than a 20th of the energy that his mansion in Tennessee was using. And I bet some of them were still nice and warm and able to walk from one room to another without having to constantly hit two light switches. For all of his sanctimony and humbug and self-congratulation, he was awarded the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize. If you don't believe me about the whole sanctimony part, you should read his Nobel speech. And how can you think about Al Gore without thinking about climate change? So I was reminded of Barack and Michelle Obama. After peak oil was relegated to the trash heap of apocalypses that never, you know, it never posed, it was global warming. When global warming was made to look foolish by the arrival of good data and debunking of bad data, that apocalypse trans-metamorphosed into the climate change with its terrifying prospect of the great coastal cities drowning as a result of rising sea levels. The Obama administration was very alarmed that the climate might change, so they enacted many regulations and presidential orders to, among other things, stem the supposed rising of the oceans around the world. That's some power, baby. That's why the president's powerful, because you can stem the rise of the oceans around the world. Then, even as the Trump administration began to dismantle these economy-killing regulations at an alarming pace, the Obamas then bought a $12 million estate right on the water on Martha's Vineyard. And by the way, back in 2017, Al Gore bought a very nice little ocean view villa in Montecito, California, for almost $9 million. So whether it's doddering old Marie Antoinette Pelosi or some unspeakably pompous and smug millionaires living by the placid and peaceful seaside, it all begins to say one thing to me, a thing that I never thought of before. The apocalypse is just kabuki theater for these nabobs of the elite class. That's not to say that there isn't a kernel of truth in the concerns that they play on. But they lie, and they exaggerate, and they leave out any good news, and for that, they have the chorus and cheering section of the media to verify them, too. It's quite a powerful combination. They simply do not care if the danger they act out is real, as long as we, the people, get scared into compliance and treat them with the respect and gratitude to which they believe they are entitled. They think of this as leadership. But then the question becomes, where are they leading us? Where are we going with this? Makes me wonder. Fact is, they do not care where the kabuki ends. We know for certain that the energy regulations were part of many failures of leadership that made the Obama years a time of hideously slow economic recovery. We're also becoming aware that the lockdowns of 2020 have probably hurt many more people's lives and prospects than the virus would have done without them. Yet, the lockdown talk and apocalyptic fervor continues unabated. Any attempt to, consider ending the lockdowns leads to Twitter and Facebook expulsions. Sometimes job losses. If you need more proof that all they care about is controlling their own careers, also known as re-election and or advancement, just look at the end results of all their caterwauling and drumbeating. It is burning cities all over the United States as we talk about this right now, because the up-and-coming apocalypse at the moment is systemic racism. In true apocalyptic fashion, you cannot escape. If you deny being a racist, it just means you are so much worse than the open racist because you're part of the system. Your life and prospects can be destroyed by it. Just try to tell too many people that all lives matter. Marie Antoinette Pelosi and Joe Biden and the rest of the white supporters of this nasty fiction have no idea where this leads, but they kneel and bow to it on every opportunity. Why? Because the apocalypse is their ticket, and they are in the kabuki troupe. They know they're lying to us. They know they're frightening us and demeaning and intimidating us. It's hard work, but they do it with great gusto. And then, like any actor in any sort of drama, they tire of the kabuki exertions and deprivations. It's really hard for anyone to sustain this kind of facade without slipping. In Hollywood and Broadway, it's called staying in character. In America, away from the stage of the kabuki, one of the nicest names we have for it is being a phony. And perhaps that is why the entertainment elite, they of the aggressively virtuous persona, are so solid and vociferous in support of the kabuki. But the media, they're often they're the drum-beating chorus. All they care about is their own power, comfort, immunity from real labor, and continued dominance. They don't care how they get it. So if they have to put on a mask and act out an apocalyptic vision on occasion, well, that's okay. As long as Nancy can get her hair blown out and Alan Barak can sit by the sea and watch it not rise. And then it's only when you understand that they will blithely do exactly what they have threatened you will kill you, that you can see that they're just putting on a drama. And that's when you look at things. You begin to look at things a little more carefully, right? You begin to consider things. To think about, what does this mean? This betrayal. If this wasn't correct, what about this other stuff? Was that correct? Now, for some of you, you've already pulled back that mask, you know. For others, even though the leftists have pulled back their mask, you haven't looked at it quite as well. See, there's a problem. Because behind this heavy mask of the kabuki is the face of a tyrant. Your life only means something for what they can take from you. For what you can produce, and they will take from you by force. This is why they want you to live in the dark and in the cold. This is why they want you to wear a mask and never see each other's expressions. This is why they want to take away your weapons so you can't fight back. Because they're tyrants. There are no Democrats now that are reasonable. There are only the leftists, and they're all wearing kabuki masks. And now you know what's behind it if they take it off. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.